Well, it's time to go home. I wanted to record a dream that I had the other night. It was so strange. It was with my father and my brother in a car. And I don't know if any of you have experienced this, where there's places in your dreams that are very surreal, but you return to them time after time. There's just a lot of landscapes that I'm familiar with, and I just kind of realized that there's a particular road that we had turned off of. It's a highway that, it's kind of an Arizona / New Mexico type landscape. A lot of precarious turns and stuff like that. And I've been through the mountains there. I've gone off into hovels, little nooks and stuff like that there. So we must have been along that road. And then we took a turn. We turned left off the road, and all of a sudden we're in this bit of a mountain valley. There's sage off on the roads and forest, and it was kind of how it is when you're up in the mountains and it's summer and there's still fields of snow mottled, the way like a spotted cow has spots on it. The grass looks like that. Or that, the snow patches look like that. So we make our turn. And I'll tell you, it was something else. All of a sudden, lining the road and up on the slopes by, a bit of a valley. Lou! There's like statues of horses carved in white stone, sitting like fawns all over the place, and looking as if Rodin himself had carved them all. And I've never seen anything so breathtaking. I mean, even in dreams, it was stunning. They're all over. You look left, you look right, and it's as if this entire valley had been filled with the spirits of horses. Lou. Lou!
Hey!
Get the fuck across the street. Come on. They're just left and right. My dad slows the car down a little bit. I was trying to say something about it, some kind of, we're trying to figure out what this is, and a little bit of a sweat. I was like, wow, there must be one hell of a folk artist around here carving all these things, leaving them all over the place. The climactic end of a dream where something occurs. And it's right before you wake up. It's like the falling. And you wake up before you hit the ground. Or you meet someone in your dream and you're about to kiss them or you're about to fuck them. And then you wake up. And what happened this time is we're kind of slowed down to about 10 miles an hour. About to kind of stop,
Louie! Lou!
fuck on the sidewalk. So we're slowed down. The windows are open. And I was kind of like to my dad, I was like, hey, let's get out here. I want to see one of these things. But there's a thunder. Just a rolling thunder kind of bearing down behind us. And I look back, and this dirt road that we'd been driving along is flooded. It looked as if a dam had broke, and a river of glorious horses and kind of pale colors of stone, blues and whites and dun, and just thundering down the hill. And I could see them clearly, their manes blowing in the wind, and they're going so fast. It's like a, like when a dam breaks and you watch it, the pressure wave out in front of the thing is just blowing dust and rubble preceding them. Even there's so much power and speed coming in front of it. And the last thing I remember is I'm like, roll up the windows. We're rolling up the windows. You know, because I knew we were going to choke on dust as they're coming down. But let me tell you, you know, even a poor example of a horse, ugliest horse you've ever seen, is a magnificent fucking thing to behold. And their form and their beauty. And we're coming, they're coming down, but I'm looking at these things, and they're like, you know, in the Bible when they speak of giants, when they speak of magnificent forms, like beyond the normal realm of existence, these were like angel horses. And flowing so thick down this channel, bearing up on us. I woke up astonished.
Well, hello, Dollar Bill.
Back home, my little dogs are. Anyway, that's about all the story I got to tell her. Love you folks, and hope to tell you many more stories. I'll bid you adieu. Much love from Gadget.